Hello again. Just wanted to jump on for a few minutes and just chat a little bit about my experiences as a massage therapist, as a healer. You know, it's not easy to really continue to be who you are when you don't fit in. And they always tell you that when you trust yourself and you know that you're headed in the right direction, that you'll eventually figure it out and find out and then realize it and accept it and love it. And I have to say that they're right. It's taken me a long time to see where my medicine is. Knowing that I've been a healer since I was born, and maybe before that, I've always been very confident in that. And it hasn't been easy when you're not wanting to achieve the same goals as somebody who is, I'm going to use the word plugged in to the real fake world. To be a healer in a society like this is definitely difficult. I believe that my grandfathers as healers also experienced their worldly challenges, if you will. Or maybe it was accepted more out back then. Not sure. I just know that the world still needs people like me. And there's more of us out there. And I'm here to say that if you're medicine and you're strong in your medicine and you understand that you are meant for something, ask for help. Call out to the universe, and those that are listening will find you. You will find them, I should say. I've been a healer for over a decade, and that is something that I have always realized, that those that seek your guidance and seek your help will find you. You continue to be who you are. Learn to grow. Understand the journey that we're on and understand that it is a journey. Where we end in our journey is death. Until then, we're on this journey together. And as ones before us teach us and we are able to connect to that, like, ask for help. I had a session not too long ago where this client is finally said that she finally got to the point where she's like, I need help. And then gets this referral from this client that was like, oh my God, you got to see this person. She's amazing. She'll help you. And it was so funny hearing her say, I didn't even know how to tell you what to do. Well, healers kind of just know. That's our gift. You know, it's the different types of healers. It's what you're looking for. But trusting that there is somebody out there that can help guide you. And had been called to that. I've been called to this. It's not an easy answer. It's not an easy call to pick up. What I do is so ironic because if you know me, I'm a massage therapist, but I'm not too jazzed about certain parts of my job that are pretty critical, like skin. How does a massage therapist not like skin? But that's me, and I've accepted that part of my job because I'm really good at what I do, and I enjoy it, and it fills me. And it made me realize that there are parts of this world that we really don't like, and we're just going to have to come to terms with that. Whereas if we still want to be in this world and we still want to make a difference, then we need to come to terms with some of the ugly parts of it. And know that, you know, you're not alone out there. I like to think of myself, and I've always thought of myself as a shepherd who goes and seeks, you know, lost sheep. Y'all are crying out in the woods, and shepherds go find those crying babies and bring you back to the collective, bring you back to the flock in their own way. And if you trust your gut and you trust that that's the right person and there's signs and, you know, alarms that go off, trust that. Trust that your intuition has led you to where you need to be. Your brain may not catch up right away. You know, your brain is, again, another muscle in our body, not to discount the body in any way, but is really just another muscle. Do we treat our calf the same way that we worship our brain? Again, the calf can only do so much, but the brain is able to be taught. It's able to experience. We have to listen to our gut. Our gut will definitely tell us in which direction. People want to say they listen to their heart. And that is so true. We should definitely lead with our heart. But I still say the gut. The heart can be broken. And a broken heart can lead you down a treacherous path because it's hurting. Your gut, she'll stop you. And so if your gut leads you to the medicine that you need, honor that. That's the first step in really honoring yourself. And I was so excited to see this person at the point in where she was and to really trigger something in her that was relatable, and she saw where she had to go. You know, as healers, we should not judge the words that come out as much as if we feel that that is what we need to say. It's not for us to decide as healers. You know, we guide our flock to where they need to go. And it's not good to stay in one place all the time. It's best that we keep moving to better heart, to better pastures, to greener grass. You know, as we grow together. But I've learned that as a healer. I've like I said, I've been doing this for so long. I remain humble to my profession. And again, to remind y'all, don't be so hard on yourselves. You've come so far. Yes, you've made mistakes, and yes, we tend to get off path, but that doesn't mean that we continue to give it gas. You know, we pull over, figure it out, we take a break. Right now, the time, a period that we're in, is we're managing this shift in our life. And when you are managing that, that means that you're going to be leaving things that no longer serve you. And when that is finally empty, you get room to fill it with new experiences and a way to feed your brain again with new information, better information. I spoke to a client today, and what we took out of it is exactly what I'm here to tell you. You know, people say that it's important to change. You should change. And I've never been comfortable with that word, change. And I finally realized that I don't want to change. I like who I am. Why would I be anything different? Now to grow, now that is different. That is magnificent. That is the true way. To grow. You're a flower, you're a tree, a palm tree. We don't change into something else. We grow into it. And as we grow, we shed what no longer serves us. That is what most of us fear, is losing something that we've always held dear, when in actuality, sometimes it no longer serves us. And we have to be brave enough to ask for help when we're not able to let it go. And to not think that that is anything shameful of it. That is honoring yourself. And it feels uncomfortable, but growth is uncomfortable. I love that. And I wanted to share that with you. And to let you know that those that are listening to this, you're not alone. And to accept your growth. Accept who you are as the beautiful wildflower, as the beautiful palm tree. And allow yourself to grow. And if you need help, here we are. Gardeners, keepers, helpers, guides, to help you along the way. Again, I thank you so much for listening. I wish you love and light, because those words mean something. A clean mind creates clean thoughts. So please be mindful of your thoughts, be mindful of your words, be good to one another, and find that beauty within everyone to do better. Again, love and light, till we meet again, till we speak again. Thank you so much for listening. Out.